Triple M's Roo, Tits and Loz for breakfast.
What's the word on the street?
Overnight news.
A massive cocaine bust in New Zealand. $450 million worth. They found 3.2 tonnes cocaine packaged up, floating in the Pacific Ocean. It was destined for Australia. They say that would have fed the cocaine users for 12 months.
A year.
A year's worth of cocaine. It is a huge
bust. This just seems, am I wrong? This is happening every day at the moment or every other day? Yeah.
Maybe they're getting better at catching it.
Maybe they are getting better at it, or maybe there's more coming in or whatever. But
Keep going. I was going to say, where's the biggest producer of cocaine? Is it still the cliches like
South
Colombia?
America, isn't it?
South America, that's still where it all happens?
Yeah, that's where it all
surely
the
they
only
just put
place
a big border around, like cops just waiting at the gate at Colombia.
Yeah, cops get paid off.
Oh,
and they dig holes and they fly planes and they do submarines.
Now, Loz, I've got a story for you out on the dating circuit.
Yep.
Are you dating at the moment? Come on, tell us.
No. Well, no. No, not telling you anything.
Well, that wasn't definite.
Paused.
Yeah.
She paused.
Yeah, had to think
Some things have to be sacred, otherwise I'll just be
plant a fake date there.
That's why I don't date, because I think it's a prank every time someone asks me out. I think Roo's going to jump out the bushes at the restaurant. Got ya!
Tinder or any of those things that people use.
She doesn't use Tinder, did she?
They've done a big survey, and they've come up with the stat that 51 minutes is the average length of time for a shocking date. You've got to endure it for a bad date, 51 minutes, and then you can walk out. Well, that's what happens anyway. That's the average.
Did they say what quantifies a bad date?
It's just not going well. You just think, tosser, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So do you think you can endure 51 minutes of a knob?
I
didn't word that right. If he's a knob. Can you endure 51 minutes if he's a knob?
It's not necessarily a question of what I can endure, Ditz. It's whether he can continue on for 51 minutes. No, I don't think I would. I'm pretty, but I am also a bit of a, I avoid confrontation, so I'd find it pretty hard to.
So you'd just be nice and sit there.
I'd just sort of smile and nod for a bit.
She'd go out with them for 2 years.
With those
Sorry
dates,
to break this to you, mate.
Yeah.
I've never liked you.
Yeah.
I just couldn't tell you.
Spend a couple of years with them, really. Now they grow on you, but like a fungus or something.
Yeah.
Right. Speaking of dates, Leonardo DiCaprio, who broke up with Camilla Morrone because she was 25. I mean, he doesn't date women over 25.
You are obsessed with him.
There's statistics. Yeah,
we have a weekly Leonardo
buddy
update.
Wouldn't she jump at him if he had half a
she
jump.
Says, I can't stand him.
He's a pig.
I hate him.
Disgusting.
You talk about him every week.
I'd leave the date at 51 minutes. That's what I'd do.
Jesus.
So this is how young his new girlfriend, Eden Polani, is.
Yeah.
She's 19.
How old's he?
48. This girl was in high school when COVID hit.
Right. Yeah.
She was born 7 years after the Titanic came out.
Right.
Jesus.
She didn't see September 11 happen.
All right. She's young.
She's young.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop picking on him.
Therefore, she's avoided a lot of bad things that we've had to endure.
Sure. Yeah. And her frontal lobe hasn't finished developing
yet. Well-rounded.
Well-rounded. Have you ever in your life met a well-rounded 19-year-old? Think of all the 19-year-olds you know. There's just no way that, anyway.
You know, I've got another
all
one
the best
for
to
you
them.
On those stats. What? He can't watch Titanic anymore because it's 25 years old.
Oh. Titanic's too old for him.
It's too old.
Very good, Roo. Hey, just to finish up on, this guy's in the Guinness Book of Records, the fastest talker in the world. He can speak at 586 words per minute.
Really?
Right?
His name's
John Mosqueda. And what he's done...
John Mosqueda.
He's done a version of Michael... Yeah, that's a very fast little buzzing mosquito. He's done a version of Michael Jackson's Bad.
I'll give it up to the first chorus there. Okay. Your butt is mine, gonna tell you, right? You show your face in the broad daylight. I'm telling you how I feel, gonna hurt your mind. Don't shoot to kill, come on, lay it on me, all right? I'm giving you one on a count of three to show you stuff, or let it be. I'm telling you, just watch your mouth. I know your game, what about you? Well, I say the sky's a limit, and to me, that's really true. But my friend, you see nothing, just wait till I get through, because I'm bad, bad, come on. Bad, bad, really, really bad. You know I'm bad, bad, really, really bad. You know I'm bad, I'm bad, come on, you know it, bad, really, really bad. And the whole world is the answer, just right. Just tell you once again who's bad. Very sloppy, but
there you go.
That wasn't the new Crows player, was it?
It's like. The Irish fella, that's right, the other day. Hey, and we've got our own person right here who speaks kind of similarly, haven't we?
Lots of people. It's great that the river never got as high as what they it looked like it was going to. It still got high and still done a lot of damage. Still huge amounts of people not doing well. So I understand all that. It is receding.
Should we pull it down? Well, because we don't have time.
How long did
time?
That question of the Premier go?
39. 38.
Don't.
So John Mosquito sings a whole song of bad in 20 seconds. Rue takes 39 seconds to ask the Premier.
And they're both bad.
How's the river going? Anyway, that's what's making news. Rue and Dits and Loz on Triple M.
Triple M breakfast with Rue, Dits and Loz.
What a goal!
Overnight sports.
Rue, I saw Charlie Dixon from Port Adelaide on the news services last night. Now, he's 32 years of age. Yep. He's had his ankle injury problems over the years, but he reckons he's got a few years to go.
If I go out and I've still got that itch, I'll probably regret that. So I want to go out till I know that I'm done, and I've got, after this year, maybe a couple more years, if not three. If the body holds up, but I've only played, 180 games or something like that over 14 years, so I've missed a fair bit of footy, so I think I've still got a fair bit of footy left of me.
Drew, I hope so. He's a big, imposing figure, just and when he's good, he's great.
Just take it one year at a time, there big fella, and play great footy and be the big target up there that Port Adelaide needs to win a flag.
That's it. Hey, first test today, Australia versus India. Rue, there is a ton of controversy about this. First of all, let's hear from our skipper, Pat Cummins.
It makes touring over here even harder when you know that the conditions are kind of custom-made for them.
Now, Rue, very good morning.
What does he mean by that?
Well, a very good morning to our Indian community, and there's a lot of them living here, and we love you, and you're all great people. But I've got to tell you, they are cheating. What they've done over there...
Not our locals here.
But what they've done over there with the pitch is absolute cheating, and I don't mind saying that. What they've done is we've got a heap of left-handers in our team, quickly. It's a bit technical. A lot of left-handers. They have got a magnificent spin bowling lineup.
Yeah.
They've made a patch outside the off stump for our lefties where the spinners will lob the ball. They've made a dry patch and you can see it. They've deliberately made this area.
Got any lefties?
Not like we have, no. Right. And it's an obvious ploy, and you just can't do that. You've got to make a pitch that's fair for everyone to play on, and it's an absolute disgrace. And Pat Cummins there was being very diplomatic.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, and they say that we'll give Todd Murphy of his first test, a young 22-year-old spinner, by the way.
What?
So, look out for him. Never heard of him, but he's going to play.
Well, him and Nathan Lyon and...
yeah.
They won only two quicks.
Mm, that's what it looks
Boland
like.
Boland and Cummins.
Yep. Because we've got injuries for sure. Hey, LeBron James, is he the greatest of all time? Well, he's certainly the greatest point scorer of all time.
LeBron James, a shot at history. And there it is! LeBron stands alone! The NBA's all-time scoring record now belongs to LeBron James.
38,387 points.
Yeah.
That's enormous.
So beats Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, which was the star of our sort of era, Dits, 20 years ago, and up there with Michael Jordan as the best player ever, perhaps, I presume.
That's the debate, yeah.
Yep,
definitely. Hey, yesterday, Bruce McAvaney inducted into the AFL Hall of Fame, which for a non-player is quite incredible, but he was on with the Rush Hour boys yesterday talking about the fact that he does miss calling the footy.
I do. I do. It really hits home when I watch matches and on a Friday night or any night or any day. I do miss it. It was the right timing for me. Felt like I still had a little bit of gas in the tank, but I don't regret it, but I do miss it.
You said he didn't play the game, but even as a player, he was there the whole way through my era. People like that... you still got a huge amount of respect for because you just
well, they
you
make
think
the
of
game
it
as well,
part
don't they?
Of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether it's good umpires, good administrators, good commentators, they're all part of the game. Mm. So everyone loves Bruce.
All right, that's our look at sport.